How dare you come into this office and bark at me like some little junkyard dog? I am the President of the United States.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
I gave him the presidency.
Who's President of the United States?
I am President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
Some movie presidents there for Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, the president of all things movies on The Takeaway. Hey, Rafer.
Thank you, John. How are you?
Having a good weekend so far?
So far.
This weekend, the big question gets answered. Star Trek Beyond, can it handle the number three in the installment of the new franchise?
Yeah. I have been a little bit mixed on some of these Star Trek movies, but I really enjoyed this one. A lot of fun. It's like an old-fashioned Star Trek episode. The Enterprise goes out to uncharted space, where else, and they are trying to rescue a ship.
Approaching Ultimate, Class M planet. Massive subterranean development, but limited to no life forms on the surface.
Proximity alert, sir. We have an unknown ship heading right for us.
Lieutenant Uhura hailed them?
Yes, Captain.
So you love...
I really liked it. That's Anton Yelchin there as Chekhov, who passed away. Yeah, very sad. There's also a nod to Leonard Nimoy as well, the original Spock. But what I like about this is there's not a lot of backstory that you have to catch up on. You can really come into this cold and just appreciate it as a standalone story. You get all the great Star Trek interaction between Spock and Bones and Kirk, and they're a lot of fun. Simon Pegg, who plays Scotty, is the
really
lead writer.
Great.
And he's got a comedic touch, and you feel it in this movie, and it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
All right, moving on to Absolutely Fabulous. Is this the first time this has been a movie?
Yes, indeed.
I want to go in there, but I have to go past that big mirror. I think I am now officially fatter sideways than I am front on.
Darling, you don't need those. I am your mirror.
How do I look?
Fabulous. Thank you.
I can watch this endlessly, but as a narrative, how does it hold up?
As a narrative, I will say it's a little on the weak side. This film requires some padding even to reach the 86-minute mark. But that's not really what you're here for. You want to see Jennifer Saunders and Joanna Lumley back together again after 25 years. The show premiered in 92. And that show was so far ahead of its time, before Sex and the City, before Entourage. They're so brilliant together, and it's great to see them back together, even if it feels a little dated and not quite as ahead of the curve as it used to. They're a lot of fun.
But is it absolutely fabulous?
I'm not sure I would say absolutely, but the crowd that I saw with, a mostly gay crowd at the Chelsea, it's got a big gay following that show.
Yeah.
They loved it, and the jokes landed, and it's if you're a diehard fan, I think you're going to appreciate seeing those guys back on screen.
All right, another big release this weekend, Lights Out. What is this about?
Little horror movie about a mentally ill mother played by Maria Bello. Her young son and her daughter start to see the same things she's seeing, which is this malevolent demon that lurks only in the dark. It can only exist in the shadows.
Mom, please let go.
No, listen to me. See, I left her alone for so many years. I abandoned her. But now she's going to stay, okay? As long as I keep my head clear and you keep the lights out.
So Mom's got a little secret friend that kind of turned against her.
Little problem there.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed this, too. It's a very...
But did it scare you?
Well, I'm not easily scared in horror films, but what I liked about this were the characters. I think the characters interact really well. I like that central metaphor of mental illness becoming this kind of demon that lurks in the shadows. And I enjoyed it. Short, economical, effective little horror film. I liked it.
How's Gabriel Bateman?
He's good. He plays the kid. He's quite good. So is Teresa Palmer, who plays the older daughter.
We have about 50 seconds. Ice Age. My 6-year-old is going wild for the next Ice Age. Does this work?
I knew you were going to bring that up, John.
Yeah.
I hate these movies. I
do,
always
too.
Hated them. Do you, too?
Oh.
This is... Are you going? Are you going, John?
I have no choice.
It's the worst of the worst.
The worst.
It is absolute nonsense. It's just... They've forgotten all about trying to write a story. It's just one nonsensical joke after another. I don't understand why these prehistoric animals know what social
Same
media
voices.
Is. Same voices.
Dennis Leary.
Ray Romano, Dennis Leary.
Leary.
Yeah, it's the bottom of the barrel, finally.
So no clip. No clip for them.
They don't even deserve one.
No. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.